Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Now, here's the deal. This could be the crispiest audio you've ever heard coming from this program. This also, there's a chance that it could be the worst audio that you've ever heard. We are giving the studio a try. We're looking at Mikey V here through the Zoom. Worked out the kinks, and fellas, this could be the next step here for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Again, this could be terrible at the same time.
Yeah, but you know what? The bottom line is we're trying.
Trying.
And for all the people who said that Bob couldn't wear a headphone or couldn't do anything or made no efforts with the old place with the studio, that has changed. And this guy's putting in work, dog. This guy's putting in work.
Appreciate that.
You know, great. So I think it's going to turn out great, but what do I know?
I do. I appreciate that, Peter.
Meanwhile, Mikey's wearing a Mets-colored hat, which looks tremendous, by the way.
It's navy blue, so the TV, you must be getting a really bad color scheme over there on your side.
I also say it's like Darwinism, you know? You have to evolve. And the Zoom, it can only get us so far. We're ready for the bright lights, Mikey. We're ready for the next thing. I know you are.
I couldn't connect it to the other TV. Squirtle's on the phone with me. Like, it's part of it, you know?
For a few guys who are in social media, you think we'd be more technologically advanced than what we are. We really have no idea what the hell's going on.
So now Poppy's going to go down from Philly. Poppy's going to drive down to Philly to help Mikey out. Lord knows, Squirtle's probably going to move down to Florida.
Yeah, Squirtle is.
You know?
Aside from that, how are you doing, Michael?
What do you mean he's going to move to Philly?
No, he's going to come down. He's going to drive Philly. Down from Philly to help you.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Seems like it might be.
He's willing to do it.
I don't know if that's necessary. And then who's moving to Florida now? Squirtle?
Squirtle.
Squirtle's going to end up coming down to Florida.
Who's Squirtle? The young man that looks like he's 17?
Squirtle's Teddy Ballgame.
Oh, Teddy Ballgame.
Squirtle's Teddy Ballgame.
By the way, tremendous dinner.
I didn't know
night.
that was another alias of his. I was unaware.
That dinner with Squirtle with everybody, Joey D's birthday dinner was really, that's everything you want out of a dinner.
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable, man. From start to finish. Epic, epic night. Everybody who needed to be there was there. It was awesome. And the food, I thought, was great. Maybe a little bit too much, but I think, you know, they brought a couple things out. They brought a few things out, which kind of messed with my ordering. And I'll tell you what, man, it's not easy to order for a party
of
eight.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It was a lot of food.
But they brought out multiple things extra, like the angel hair pasta, the extra salad.
Oh, was that extra? Because
I didn't order any of that.
Really?
No. And then they brought out an extra order of the mozzarella and peppers. It was only supposed to be a half order or one order. They brought in an extra one. They added on a bunch of stuff. They added extra sides. So, like, it was extra food. But I think if you take away a few of the dishes, I think I actually did a pretty solid job in terms of the order. And I think, you know, the variation in terms of, like, what was coming out, you know, I thought was pretty solid, too.
You know, the thing is, when you put in, like, one of those power orders like that, throughout, like, while everybody's socializing in that part of the dinner, which some could say is the best part of the dinner, you have to kind of dial in.
I know. That's why I almost said I would be happy to pass the torch to someone, because I was going into the clouds, and I just wanted to be able to just to like take in the magnitude of the greatness of the dinner. And you almost have to be really kind of focused when you're placing an order like
that.
But
I do think you like doing it.
Normally, yes, but on a night like I was on a nimbus, Bob. I was so outer worldly halfway through that dinner that like I'm glad I got the order in early, because had it been later, it could have been a real problem.
Michael, do you think we had too much food? Was it an over order?
No, I don't think so. I think all the bases, the essential bases were covered. You had your cheese meat course, you had your, you know, your appetizers, you had your salad, you had your pasta, and you had your entree. I think that checks every single box that you wanted to check. I mean, I was full. I was full by the time the pastas were done, I was pretty like much tapped. You know, the lamb chops were,
oh, those
really good.
That
really.
Lamb chop controversy. I've never.
In terms of Joe ordering, I mean, I think that's Joe's wheelhouse. I mean, that's, you know, that's what he likes to do. We all know he likes to do it. We all know he has the experience in the field. He's built for it. And you give the guy the keys to the car and you don't look back. All right, guys, what's up? Brilliantly Dumb Show is here to let you know that this weekend, Chicago, the greatest city in the world, my favorite city, the Chicago Street Race Weekend from NASCAR is this weekend, July 7th. Tune in 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC. NASCAR is headed to the streets of Chicago for an unprecedented road course race through the heart of the city of Chicago, the most talked about event of the summer, bar none, featuring 2 days of racing and nonstop entertainment. The race consists of 12 sharp twists and turns through historic Grant Park. Unbelievable sight to see. 4th of July weekend, entertainment filled weekend featuring your favorite artists like Keith Urban, the Chainsmokers, the Black Keys, and Lauren Elena. If you're local to Chicago, don't miss out on your chance to witness this historic event. Purchase your tickets today at NASCARChicago.com or tune in this Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Don't miss it. And Joe tried to play the humble, like no, you guys.
Oh, he always does. Yeah,
no, me, but for once, I'd like to see how someone else would fare. It'd be nice to see how someone else, if they had to step up to the plate, would you imagine Bob ordering for a party of eight?
No. but you know what, though? That's why I step back. I'm not built for that.
No, I know.
I'm really not.
I agree with that 100%. But, you know, we didn't even really do dessert. They just brought out like two. Everybody was tapped.
Yeah.
Mikey, did you see the dessert, point
they
where.
They brought dessert out. They brought like.
They brought a couple complimentary ones. Yeah.
Well, I went to the host, not to pat myself on the back, but I went to the host and asked him to bring out a couple cakes.
Yeah, that was nice. Mikey, did you see where we had the lamb chops and Bob wanted desperately that there was one lamb chop left over?
Right.
I think Holly or no, somebody didn't have a lamb chop, so there was one left. And Bob was like, you know, looking at it. And, you know, when Bob asks, oh, does anybody want, you know, normally he wants it. So Tick was like, oh, I'm going to take it. And then I just looked over and Bob just kind of like side eyed over like he was devastated.
You're right.
That the Tick took that. Did you see that go down, Mikey?
I think we told Ticket to take it, because by the time we were like only like a quarter of the way through our lamb chop, Tick already had his lamb chop in hand like Fred Flintstone, cleaning that thing off like it was a fucking Tootsie Roll Pop.
He did.
And Bob was devastated. Then Ticket caught wind and then he felt bad, like not eating. So Jet was finally like, just like, eat the fucking lamb chop. Let's just eat it.
The problem is if Ticket catches any type of wind of him talking shit about you or something going awry, he will mentally unravel. Like, it'll ruin.
Oh, yeah. So he knew there was talked about.
Yes. If he knows that he's being talked about mentally, he'll unravel and then he won't be able to print to where he wasn't able to like proceed with the dinner after that. It bothered, it like stalled him.
Yeah, it's the same thing with him taking compliments. I had a long talk with him about that, because I try and compliment the guy a lot, because I am impressed by him. You know, he works very hard. He's fucking always grinding. And then he tries to, you know, do his own thing with sportsmen. And, you know, I respect all that a lot. So, I'll give him a compliment and he'll basically he's the worst compliment taker on the face of the planet.
Correct.
But he admits that. Like, I gave him a compliment once. He was like, fuck you.
fuck you. Yes, you're literally saying
you're being facetious for giving him a compliment. He thinks it's like, I was like, Tick, the hair looks good today. He's like, let's just not go there.
Yeah.
I'm like,
dude,
I'm being honest. He's like, it looks good when the hat's on and that's it. And I'm like, all right, dude, I guess it doesn't look good. I don't know what you want me to tell you, but
sometimes, you know, our crew, we break balls so much that it's almost hard sometimes to delineate between what is ball breaking, what's actually being said sincerely. So that is a potential dilemma when you break balls as much as we do.
See, but I don't know about you guys. I'll never break someone's balls by giving them a sarcastic compliment that doesn't actually exist. Like, I feel like that's really low. That's like, if you're like, oh, hair looks good today and your hair is a fucking nightmare. That's like, I feel like that's really going to a territory I normally won't take it.
Well, I'll admit, like with Yaman, what I used to do, because like now he's like slimmed down, but like to get him feeling good, because you never know what mood he's going to be in. I will start off the day by being like, yo, man, like I think you lost some weight. Just to kind of get him in a good mood.
You would give him a fake compliment?
Well, I would.
Yeah, I would.
Just to like get him feeling good, because like him, I worry about that it's going to be in a bad mood, and like you need him for that day of filming.
But you've never done that to Tick.
No.
Because if you did that to Tick, he'd be fucking livid.
Tick, I'll be honest with, but Mikey's not wrong. If you give him a compliment, he has a very tough time. Like, he'll tell you to go fuck yourself. He'll be like, fuck you.
He's been working on that. He's been working on that.
Yeah.
You know what I also realized last dinner? It was awesome, but the round table is so essential for a big party,
mm-hmm.
because we had like an L-shaped table and we had 10 of us, and it's very difficult. Like, I was on the end, Bob was in the middle, Mikey was towards the other end. It's so hard to have like a good convo with someone at the opposite end, aside from shouting over. So the speech becomes more communal, but when you're in a round table, like, you can pretty much get by with almost anyone, and that was one thing that I would say would have been more ideal. But overall, I thought the dinner was awesome. I thought New York was great. I love seeing Mikey because we don't get a chance to do so very often. So even going to the tournament, the Breezy was awesome. I mean, we had the Wendy's hole. We couldn't have scripted a better hole to have for the day. It was exceptional. It was fun, and New York to me is one of those places that I love going to for like 3-4 days, and then I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. But going through the streets and seeing the restaurants and the food options and stuff, I had a great time.
Before we move on, though, can I just say a hot take? And the atmosphere is amazing. The staff is unbelievable. The food is good, but I will say, and this is not any type of Rayo's bias.
Oh no!
I do feel that Carbone is slightly overrated for
it's
how
better than Rayo's.
For how I disagree. I disagree. For how high it gets hyped, I think it's really good. I'm not trashing the place because I think it's good. The atmosphere is amazing. We had a fucking blast. But they talk about Carbone like it is the top of the top, and it's good. I just don't think it's what people say.
So you would take Rayo's if you had one dinner. You would take a Rayo's over Carbone.
Oh, for sure.
I see. I think that's because that's your wheelhouse in your area and your vibes. I don't think if you just broke down dish for dish, I don't think it's better. I think here's my take. I think the pastas at Rayo's are very, very good.
Yeah.
To the point where you might, I could almost see where you're going with that. The entrees, I don't think the Rayo's entrees are that great.
The chicken parm is better at Carbone.
We did a veal parm and it was awesome. I think even too, like the fishes, the different, like those, you couldn't get those ginormous jumbo prawns at Ray.
Those are fun.
Or lamb chops, like the lamb chop that we had at Carbone's better than any other entree I've ever had at Rayo's. So I'm not dissing Rayo's. I love Rayo's. I think Carbone's very good, but I do get it. It's very pricey. It is very pricey.
Do you find Carbone to be a little bit overrated, Mikey?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm going to say why. I think they got the best music playlist in any restaurant.
Oh, my God.
That's number one. Number two, ambiance in terms of like dining. I like it a lot. It's very much like tucked away, very like intimate, which is great. I love that.
Almost like the dark
cocktail,
tea.
The cocktails are superb. They make a great, great cocktail, like espresso martini, dirty martini. Anything you order cocktail wise is they have superb bartenders, which service is very important in a place like that. I thought the Caesar salad was excellent. It sounded like we loved it.
I'm starting to like take it back now.
But here's the service thing. Here's what I'm going to say. The pasta courses at Rao's are, in my opinion, a lot better. I think that the spicy rigatoni, the spicy vodka, it's good, but like it's not like everyone takes a picture of it and thinks it's the greatest dish of pasta they've ever had. Yeah. It's not. It simply is not. It's not. It's good. It's good. And the place overall is very good. Here's the problem is nowadays it's like the places that people try to get into and talk about so much, there's so much hype. It's like, what could actually live up to the amount? Like, can it live up to that? And I just think that it can't. Like, and that's to no fault of its own, maybe. If Carbone was just a restaurant and it wasn't like impossible to get into, and it was in, let's say, New Jersey and not Manhattan, Carbone would be excellent.
I agree.
It's exactly what I said with when something is overhyped. It's like the True Detective season one, and then you watch it, and then you're like, it's good, but it's just really not that great.
Hold on, you got it.
I'm telling you, dude.
Did you watch another episode?
I watched half of the second episode.
No, but he's not giving it a fair shot, Michael.
And for Bob to say half, that's a lot.
I watched half of the second episode and I went.
I was tired. I had to go to bed. I'll watch more of it this week. I'll watch through it. I was watching another show, The Bear, which was so hard for me to turn that show off to watch the slow True Detective season one, and the guy's cheating on his wife and family, and it's just, I don't know, man. I gotta stick with it, but I was just like.
Listen,
you guys hyped it up. Bob said it's the greatest thing he's ever watched.
Michael, talk some sense into him.
I think it's, if not, unless there's the greatest,
like a witch hunt that I haven't seen
one
yet.
One of the greatest seasons of television ever produced.
And I thought you took a lot of people came into the comments to tell you the same thing.
I'm saying it's overhyped a little bit.
Now, with that being said, it's it is frustrating being on the other end of Bobby Blockbusters. Like, I get where you guys, like, this to me is very frustrating.
I'm going to stick with it, and I'm not even saying it's not for me. I'm not even saying it's not good. I think it's good, but it doesn't so far live up to the insane hype that you both have given it. I mean, it's the greatest.
What do you think of the acting of Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey so far?
McConaughey's good. Harrelson's been kind of not that great, man.
Just good, McConaughey.
McConaughey's been very good. Well, Harrelson's done nothing. He's just sucking on a chick's tit. He's not doing much, man. I mean, I gotta be honest. I thought he's been better. You see Woody Harrelson in No Country for Old Men? He was tremendous.
But Joe, we're talking about like you went through the whole season. You went through an episode.
Okay, I'm gonna stick with it. But my point was not to trash the show. The point was what Michael said. I think is a very valid point. When something is so hyped up and so talked about, and you go in with the highest of expectations, you're more bound to be let down than to leave there being like, oh my God, it blew my mind in every facet of what you guys are saying. That's my point.
I agree with that statement. I just think that the comparison to season one is a battle. I'll keep watching that battle.
Yeah. Do you know what I've noticed though, Mikey, with Joe is if you give Joe a recommendation, especially when it comes to food, in order for him, he immediately is very tough on that recommendation. So in order for him to like it, it's got to rock his world. Like, we came into New York and we were going to, now I know it's ridiculous to Postmates, but we Postmated Cat's Deli. And I'm thinking to myself, I hyped it up so much. I'm like, this sandwich has to blow his mind.
Did I not say it was great?
It said you were solid, but you said it was good. But
watch the review. I gave it a great review.
What did you give it?
Well, now nobody's going to watch the review.
No. Give them the...
I gave it a 9.2 or 9.3.
Oh, see, that's great.
I said it was awesome.
See, you got
it. By the way, that was after I did the Sportsman Live. I went back to eat after it's sitting for over an hour.
It's great.
So when I say in the review that I, A, don't think it got the right judgment it should have got because I didn't get it at the deli, and secondly, I let it sit and linger. By the way, the macaroni salad, some of the best I've ever had there. It was unbelievable.
If my dad found out that we got Cat's Deli postmated,
would he be upset?
And he would be sick to his stomach. Like, that is, that is, to get it postmated is some of the sickest.
Well, better to do that than to not go there.
I'd agree with that. I would agree with that statement.
We wouldn't have had the time to go there, wait in the lines, do the whole shebang. We were on a tight schedule. We didn't stop. So for me, I agree with what you're saying. It's better to go there and store in person. A lot of times these places, you got to have like an hour or two just to sit outside and wait before you get in to even place your order.
I took Jet to, you ever hear of Essa Bagel, Michael?
Yes.
Essa
Bagel.
Yeah, I took Jet
there, and Jet didn't want a bagel, but I was like, do me a favor, just like take a walk. Like, don't make me go alone. Like, just take a walk down the street with me. And we go there, and there's a line out the door.
Oh, no.
He sat in that line and just moped the entire time. He was so fucking pissed at me. And then he got a bagel, and he says one of the best bagels he's ever had.
He goes through periods where he looks very happy, and then he goes through periods where it's almost like he's got bipolar.
That's why you
got
to tell him he lost weight.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, he has lost some weight, too. But then he'll flip on a dime. He had such a good time at the tournament. I turned around to go talk to him an hour later. He was like, yeah, don't talk to me. What are we doing here?
He got so fucked up early. Within the first hour,
he was hammered.
He was trying to pick up Mikey. I turned over and he's trying. Do you remember? I have a picture of that.
He should have laid into those deep thighs. He might have had a chance.
He tried to. He really tried to.
He got me off the ground. He got me off the ground.
Yeah. You know, Joe did just a classic Joey D where you guys were at the Wendy's hole. We'll talk a little bit about the Breezy Open. That the Wendy's hole that you guys had,
big
Wendy's truck, it had the Wendy's carts, and he knew how much it hurt me that I wasn't over there with you guys, and I had to stick to my hole. They had the Frosties going, the Nuggets going.
Oh, they had it all.
10 minutes into the tournament, Cutsy texts me. He's like, Bob, these Frosties are unbelievable.
Well, that's something, let me tell you, that has lived up to the hype. Yeah. I will say, when there is something that lives up to the hype, it's special. The Triple Berry Frosty to me could not have been, I think, given the circumstances of us getting pelted down in the heat, like for hours in that tournament, I would have rather taken that over a chocolate Frosty that day. Because I think it was so refreshing, and it was the perfect remedy.
Chirping me. Bro, if people ever got access to our text messages, they'd be like, yo, these guys really are fucking dumb. They really are. But anyway, it's been like 2 weeks of a peppering. You know, Mikey, I don't know, that chocolate Frosty, I think its title run may be over. I think Triple Berry can contend. I think it's a contender. To me, it's like the Triple Berry is so good. And in my power rankings, I originally had it at 3 behind Orange Dreamsicle. I've conceded that and I've given it the 2.
Yeah, that's
now,
good.
Now, Triple Berry is the number 2 Frosty of all time for me. It's just like the chocolate just has the year-round appeal to it. Like, are you going to go for a Triple Berry, Bob, in like January? Like, would it hit in January?
I do. Like, I see what you're saying.
In the summer, it's the Frosty of the summer.
Time at arena, I don't know. Watch out.
It's the Frosty of the summer. I will say that. Yeah. And by the way, it's not like a single berry sticks out. It's like a harvest in your mouth. It's like a blend of just, I said in that thing, I was like, I don't know if I'm getting blueberry, blackberry, or boysenberry. It's a perfect blend that just it hits.
Cornucopia, Joe.
It was a cornucopia of flavors.
By the way, when the value Wendy's got with us, in the sense of we have to do, you know, you do a certain amount of pose for them. We have blown surpassed the amount of deliverables.
Too, that day, when they just started filming,
we did a 50 nugget challenge for Mikey before the podcast even starts. Shit.
Right.
By the way, a lot of people were talking about how they could do that. I didn't see anybody even attempt it during the tournament.
This is a good opportunity to speak to other potential sponsors out there. I think this is a good opportunity. And this is exactly what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to look at you right in the eye, and you look at me right in the eyes, and I'm going to tell you this. You listen and run back that last statement that my two friends over there made. When you sign up with us and you have your deliverables, you're going to get them. You'll get your deliverables.
Oh, we'll breeze the deliverables through those things.
That's child's play for us. We want to believe in you. And when we believe, we go above and beyond, and your deliverables are going to get blown out of the water times 20, and you're not even going to have to ask for it because we love it that much. That sums up Wendy in a nutshell.
Potential sponsors, you.
Possibly you.
maybe you know what we
got. What are you doing on my boat?
You know we got to start plugging is maybe we start, because like we begged for Wendy's, maybe we got to start begging for like a DoorDash or a Postmates. Like that really would be the next thing for us.
Why not a car sponsorship, Bob?
What do you mean? Oh, a car sponsorship.
Yeah.
Well, that's really, yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, man. You know, Wendy, I mean, I just want to hold on Wendy's to her tough for to as beat. Long as I can, dude.
She's a good girl, man. She's a good girl.
She is.
I came back from the tournament. I sent Mikey a picture. I got Wendy's.
The first night back.
His
saucy nugs.
His first fucking meal after that weekend was an array of saucy nugs and a fucking junior five.
He goes, diet starts tomorrow.
And then 2 hours later, I had Panda Express.
Oh,
Mikey, I shit you not. 2 hours later, I had Panda Express.
So did you see that burrito, Joe, that I sent you, the Panda Express burrito?
But that doesn't actually exist, right? That's just like a TikTok thing.
Holly did some research on it for me because she could see how important it was to me. What a fucking disgrace I am. She like saw that I was so interested in this, and I started Googling like where the nearest Panda Express is to my house because of how excited I was about the Chinese burrito. There is a Panda Express in California that's like their studio store or some shit. It's like where they do all the experimental stuff. And that's the only Panda Express that carries it, apparently, which is very
That's like the Starbucks. They have the reserves and they're like the special ones that test new flavors new options that you can buy, but you can only get them there.
I was disgusted by that, and I would be too, because I really wanted to try this Chinese.
But do you think if you just went in and asked them to do it, they could not?
Probably
like
not.
Maybe if you gave him $100.
Not. I got to tell you this, and this is not a knock on Wendy at all, so don't take it that way, Wendy. But when I walked into a Wendy's to do the saucy nugs, and I forgot that like it was a day away from store launch, that the only way you could get it was the ordering through the app, right? And the fact that like when we did the videos, that the local Wendy's had a setup already, and they knew that we were coming in at a particular time on a particular day. I walked into a random Wendy's because I wanted to get those honey barbecue saucy nugs again. They're so good. And the girl looked at me like I had like 30 heads. She had no fucking idea what I was talking about. None. She had no idea. And then I asked for the triple berry frosty and it wasn't out yet or something like that. Then she really looked at me like this guy has no idea what he's talking about. So
you guys were doing it at the truck where you were dipping. So do you dip the sauce into like a container that's filled?
No,
with
they already
sauce?
Did it
no,
to
they,
it for
they
us.
Shoot it with the, they got like the big, like, it looks like a big, hot dog or mustard, condiment dispenser. And they just squirt the sauce all over them.
It was tremendous.
What a fun.
And then they shake them around. Then it coats.
They shook them around. Then they poured the extra sauce on the top.
Yeah. That girl knew how to present a nugget.
She knew what she was doing, man.
How to do that.
Yeah, that's fun. When we met, we met the people from Wendy's. It was so nice meeting them. You should have seen me pep up when I saw that it was Deb talking to them. But yeah, a lot of fun. Before we go into our buy or sell segment, one more thing we didn't touch on, not to jump back, but Carbone, FP showing up with sandals.
Oh, my shorts and sandals.
Scared the shit out of me. I thought we were going to, that's the type of place that would give you the
boot.
Yeah,
that's tough.
They didn't say anything, right? He just got right in. They didn't say a word, did they?
No, he like,
he was also lifeless, so they maybe were concerned.
Yeah.
He had a wild weekend, to say the least. Our good dear friend. And Perez.
Oh, by the way, I don't mean to go back, but did you, Bob, you weren't there. Was Bob there? No, he wasn't. Joe, do you remember when the guy from Wendy's came up to us and was like, Mikey, do you remember me? He goes, I don't know if you remember. I'm the guy, Adam, who you were originally emailing with like 2 years ago, going back and forth with. And
for
like, he's like,
bags.
We didn't want you to think that we ghosted you. He was the guy who sent the bags.
Mikey
out.
Was pissed. He's like, you know, corporate's got to be better.
Is that what he said? Like,
we just run the socials, man.
I didn't say corporate's got to be better, Joe. I didn't say that.
In the email. In the email initially.
I said to him, he apologized, like, because he's like, I don't want you to think that I ghosted you. I know it seems like that. I was like, no, it's no problem. I just assumed you guys were still on that corporate retreat. I brought up the corporate retreat. This was a good play. That was a good play.
That was funny.
The corporate retreat episode is one of the funniest things, where he said that's why that they're not getting back to him, because they're all on a corporate retreat.
Wendy was just toying with us to see how all in we were before. You know, if she would have pulled that and we would have just never talked about it again, I don't think we would have gotten her. I think the fact that we were committed and that we stayed on that grind, which means, you know what, that's a good sign for a lot of other opportunities out there, Michael. You know, sometimes it doesn't always happen the first chance. You got to get a rebound. You got to dig deep. You got to go in there. And then when it happens, it's a beautiful fucking turn of events.
I agree.
It was a beautiful thing.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon.
All right, fellas, let's go on into our buy or sell segment of the week. What did you like that you saw? What did you not like? Buy or sell? I'll start. To me, it's a no-brainer buy, and people will say this is bias aside. I think there's no doubt about it. The Breezy Open food spread.
When
it's like a wedding.
It was
when I saw these guys with the full lobster tails, like
not just lobster tails, a full lobster.
Yeah, they were really. I mean, that food spread was unbelievable, and we always say like they'll ask us what we care about, what we want, certain things. And to me, always the big thing is the food. And we've always said that. And I think they've always done a good job of the food. This Breezy Open in particular, and I hope they run the same thing back at the Colorado one, that food spread was absolutely insane.
I've seen a lot of carving stations before. I've never seen a live lobster carving and crab claw carving station before. Like, they literally, I saw it. They had a whole pot with fucking broiled Atlantic Maine lobsters. They took them out, and they just literally diced it, and you got an entire lobster shelled and put on your plate with warm melted butter right in front. It was tremendous. They had the seafood bar, which I'm sure Mikey, the raw bar at the end with the oysters and the cocktail shrimp, and like, you know, little things of Tabasco and the Worcestershire and the mignonette. I mean, it was awesome. And they had everything that you could ask for and more.
I'm telling you, man, that spread at the end was worthy of like a wedding yeah. cocktail hour. It was like a cocktail hour.
Did you see the dessert spread?
Huh?
The dessert spread was unbelievable, too.
Let's talk about that Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah,
man. They had the garnishes they had. They had three different garnishes for the rim of the glass for the Bloody Mary, which was insane.
Cajun.
Three different types of garnishes to rim the glass. They had chopped up hot soppressade. They had blue cheese stuffed olives. They had regular
bacon.
Olives. They had bacon. They had shrimp. They had
pepperoncini.
I mean, it was one of the more impressive, like, little mini bar setups I've ever seen. It was really good.
And then the bagel bar. They had
the bagel bar was really nice, too.
With the DraftKings bagel bar.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know. I had the bacon cream cheese. I know where I could get my hands on those. Talk to me.
That was all about the raisin walnut.
Oh, my really? God. It was tremendous.
But I thought you said it got stuck in your teeth.
You know, that was literally a half hour of Joe complaining about being stuck in his teeth.
Yeah. You know what I realized, though? And I was harsh on was it raisin walnut?
Yeah, walnut raisin, I think. Yeah.
Walnut raisin. I was hard on it, but it wasn't actually the cream cheese that got stuck in my teeth. It was one of the poppy seeds from the bagel. I had an everything bagel. It got lodged in the front of my teeth, and I'm taking pictures here, and it looks like I got half a tooth missing.
They
got a black fucking poppy seed. You know what I ended up doing? I didn't know what to do. I took one of the sticks that they used for the Bloody Mary bar to skewer, like the skewers, and I was just skewering out the fucking seeds out of my mouth.
You know what was a great moment that happened?
Michael's like, Joe, you do it in the back. I'm sitting there.
Bob, he took a skewer that was like the size of his fucking pen. Yeah. And it looked like it was made out of total wood. It could have killed Count Dracula. You could have staked him in the heart.
Yeah, I was.
And he's just going.
I was, man. It was driving me nuts. I was taking pictures, and I got right in the front tooth, this black poppy seed that wedged in there.
You know what was such a great moment that happened right by that bagel bar?
I know what moment you're going with.
Oh, yeah. It was the three of us just standing and talking, and Joe wanted to get a T-shirt. They were handing out
this
T-shirts.
This was absurd, by the way.
And
we never got one.
He went to go get a shirt. And the lady running the shirts turned to him and she said,
"It was
sir,
a girl. It was a girl.
Lady.
It wasn't a lady. It was a girl.
Oh, all right. Well,
she wasn't like an adult working at the thing.
Oh,
she was.
All right. All right.
Putting hairs here.
Yeah. Yeah. The girl turned to him and she's like, sir, you have to register, you know, for the tournament in order to get a T-shirt. And the look of just, oh, my God.
You have to wait in line.
She said, you have to get to the back of the line, and then you come register, and
now
I'll give you a shirt.
Now it's crazy. Now it's like, all right. Yeah. Wait in line, get in the back of the line.
Yeah, and then me and Mikey saw it, and we're like, Joe, don't say anything. Like, don't say a word. And he's like, you know, at my own tournament, I got to go to the line to get a T-shirt. It's just.
By the way, it wasn't like there were like five shirts. They had hundreds.
Got to wait in line, you know?
I hate lines.
I got to wait in line. But yeah, that was classic moment. Mikey V, let's go over to you for the buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this week. I think it's an obvious sell. It's an unfortunate sell, but it's already run its course. We mentioned it last week. Hawk Tua, it's over already. It's done. It's done. I'm selling it.
Oh, I thought you loved that girl.
Yeah, but that's how quick it's over. It's over for me now. It's over. Now she's going on stage at this country music stars thing, and now everybody's taking pictures with her like she's, you know, Tom Brady. It's over for me. Listen, I have a lot of respect for her. I have a lot of respect for her. It's not even her, Bob. We talked about it last week. When something goes ultra viral now, and it's not really from someone who is a content creator, it's just somebody who put something out there, it goes crazy because it's like a little, you know, short little thing, a saying or a song or something like that. It gets pumped out so hard now and so fast. Everyone gets their paws on it and their claws into it so quickly. And there's so many variants of it that evolve from those other people that grab it and push it out in memes and videos, that it just dies 30 times faster. Like, it's just, it's dead and done so much faster now. It's sick. Actually,
I can name you so many people where that's happened to, and I get when it happens to you, you want to take, you know, advantage of it and run wild. If Hawk Tua girl was really smart, she kind of just go back into, like, you know, go into hiding for a little bit. Nobody can find her, and then you take your way up. When you're on your way up, then you pull it back, and then you bring it in. You just make that baby laugh.
Or she goes on fucking Cameo or OnlyFans and retires in like three.
There you go. There you go. By the way, I could see us dueling it out on Cameo anytime now. I mean, I could see her being a Cameo girl. She would absolutely tear it up.
Right, right.
You know?
I had a question for Michael. You're quick to sell, but if you were caught up in one of those viral moments, do you see a world where you wouldn't be reveling in the moment,
I think
the
this
increase?
Is a very condescending question, to be
it's
honest.
Not condescending.
It's a condescending question. Why would you ask me that? You're the guy who was caught up in one of the most viral moments with the garage door.
Well, I didn't capitalize off of it. I wasn't going doing fucking stage defense.
Well, I
got banged in a fucking garage door and everybody laughed at me.
Right, but it was good.
But my question is this. It's not a facetious question. It's an honest question because you're selling her. But isn't she doing what she should be doing and capitalizing off the moment?
I wasn't.
Would you not do the same?
I'm not. You didn't listen, obviously, because I just said 30 seconds ago, I'm not selling the girl. I'm selling the viral moment itself. I think is dead. I think
but
it's
you
done.
Bought it the other dude.
I think you can't get anything more out of it. I don't think you could squeeze any more laughs out of the Hawk Tua. I think she should come up with perhaps something else. But I think that the Hawk Tua phrase, the viral sensation that was that phrase, I think has already been completely exhausted at every turn.
Well, here That's we are talking thing. About it on our
not
podcast.
The girl. I got nothing against the girl.
No, I'm not saying you have anything against the girl. I'm saying I think she's doing exactly what she should be doing. She's capitalizing off the moment. It might
I don't
be
think
five...
she is. I don't even think she's capitalizing the right way. Like
you
Bob
said, she
said.
Was on a country music thing.
Zach Bryan.
No, but Joe, she's going out in public and people are just like, they're making her, like, they brought her on there. It's not like she went there to go on stage
for
the show.
I thought she was, like doing a guest appearance.
No, they saw her and pulled her up on stage. Like, she wasn't there to go up on stage as, like, a guest or anything like that. So she's not really taking advantage of it. And that's what Bob was saying before, and I agree. Like, this girl can make God knows how much money in a couple months doing Cameo, OnlyFans, something like she forget it. Forget it. How much
she might have gone backstage,
you know,
let alone
suing,
on stage.
You know, she's suing her boss, apparently. She got for fired. What? She was a teacher and got fired.
Now, what grounds do they have to fire her for that?
Not professionalism.
Listen, as much as it was a suggestive type of, you know,
I mean, it was more than acting. Suggestive.
It was very suggestive. There was no actual.
It was quite
profanity.
Vulgar.
There was no profanity used.
But Michael, it was very vulgar.
Was, but again, like she didn't curse. She didn't. I don't know, man. To me, that's a stretch.
She's I mean, if
suing,
she's teaching
the school that fired.
Is she an elementary school teacher? She's teaching like kids who are 8 to 10 years old, and they see their teacher talking about spitting on that thing. Like, I mean, that's I can kind of see where that's coming from, man.
Yeah, but do they do?
Maybe
especially
I take
in today's world,
back. If Joey did a reenactment of the Hawk Tua video, that might be a buy for me if he did.
Yeah, bring it back.
Oh, gee. Mike, you'd be back in.
No, but yeah, she's suing the school that fired her. And I tell you what, I think that's the move. I think that's ridiculous. You're going to fire her over that.
In today's world, I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up making like $20 million off it.
Right, right. Or off the OnlyFans.
Did you see the NFL? I don't know. I didn't really. I don't know much about it. The NFL just had to pay a $4.5 billion lawsuit.
Yeah, the Sunday ticket. That's,
for what?
That's been like a pending lawsuit for years. I don't know, something with services rendered for the Sunday ticket through DirecTV. Yeah, yeah. So they owe, and they're supposed to pay that to every consumer, I guess. And it's going to end up being like, I think each consumer
Wait,
is
so going
to
get money back?
You get like $2,000 or $2,500, something like that. Not for YouTube people, I don't think. I think this was.
But I had DirecTV for years, so I'm going to get money back?
they should have sent you an email if you wanted to be a part of the case and part of the.
I didn't get any email.
Oh, Joe's gonna.
That's gonna be a phone call.
Did you get an email?
I don't know, Joe. I don't really get involved with lawsuits. I try to stay away from.
If I'm getting reimbursed on a payment that you know they're getting a lawsuit money from, I'd like to be included in that.
I think it would be great if Joe called customer service right now for.
Well, not right now, but I will later today. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
When you do,
I ordered DirecTV for years. I was getting in Switzerland in 2013.
I never had DirecTV, so I don't think I could be a part of it, Joe. You know what I'm saying? You had to
well,
be.
Well, I got a bone to pick with these people if they didn't send me an email.
Do me a favor. If and when you call them, just get that recorded because I would love to have.
That's a lot. Just give this guy more ammunition. That's all I need to do.
I'd like to.
This guy, he posted the garage door video for the 13th time and it's got 1 million views in fucking 8 hours already.
He posted that video of me taking a couple swings at the breezy with that fucking, with that fucking Fisher Price golf club that like some 5 foot five.
Looked like Gulliver's Travel swing a fucking lawn.
It looked like Mikey was swinging a toothpick.
It looked like he was swinging this pen.
Yeah. It looked like he was playing crochet and then decided to swing a golf
but
club.
I think
it,
crochet
I think it's
or
funny.
Croquet, Joe?
Crochet, isn't it? Or no, croquet?
Crochet is like knitting, isn't it? Crochet?
I thought that's a game where you have to hit the thing under the little.
What is croquet?
All right, croquet. You got the vibe of what I was saying.
Yeah. But you got support on that though, Mikey, because of the clubs being small.
No, I did.
And a bad back.
Did you see the Michael Ingrassia came to his aid with a good swing that Mikey had down the fairway.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Complete with the shot tracer and everything. Yeah. Just in case, God forbid, we didn't see where the ball went.
Yeah. It's always fun.
God, I thought I was watching the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Thing was perfect shot tracer and everything. Mikey's just watching the ball approach the green.
He retweeted that one.
God
real
bless Ingrassia, man.
Don't use the shot tracer thing for your shot.
No, but not on a not normally on a post. I think it's good. I just thought it was hysterical.
Yeah. No, not on like a YouTube thing where Jed's doing it. But he did. He had like the shot tracer going on.
Good shot.
I was surprised there wasn't a scoreboard up on the top right corner. just busting balls there, Michael.
Alright, Joey D, let's go into the your buy or sell
there. I'm selling today and I had to take a picture of it just to show you what I'm talking about. I don't know, and I said to somebody at the tournament the other day, he was wearing one of these, and I said, or maybe not the tournament, we were at some of the places. I said, I gotta tell you, maybe I'm just old, maybe I'm just not I don't find the trends normally until they're done. But this one to me is so dumb. It is so stupid. I don't know if you guys have seen this now. The people who are wearing these hats, that the spelling is upside down, backwards. I'm going to show you what I mean. Have you seen this? This is what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you. Have you seen that? What are we doing here? It looks like they made a mistake in the manufacturers, that they put it upside down. They're like, well, just put them out, no problem, and somebody's going to buy them. You're literally wearing something that is upside down spelled backwards. I thought I was hammer drunk, Mikey. I saw this guy's hat, and I was like, What the hell does that say? And I realized I've seen this. Brooks Koepka wore
sure
one
does.
Of these. And then now everybody's wearing these. They look ridiculous. By the way, the Celsius people handed me one of them. I didn't wear it. I put it back down. I just don't think it makes any sense to wear one of these upside down, backwards hats. What are we doing with that? Am I just by myself on that take? Or do you guys, like, Mikey's looking down like I'm a crazy man, but like...
No. I don't like that kind of hat. And you know, it really is just so silly. Those like gigantic
the big
hats.
Oh, the big hats?
Isn't that over by now? Like, I never really understood what
the... I don't know. But when I see it, I'm like, just like, what the fuck is this?
It looks like a Lego head with the size of that
hat.
Yeah.
There's some trends where I don't bother to... I know a lot of the trends. There's some trends where I don't bother to do the research on or figure out where it came from. I kind of just let it die out a little
bit. Let's just write the hat. Let's write the label or the logo the way it's meant to be done.
You know what I'm in on? Like, just a fashion trend that I hope comes back, and a lot of people give me a lot of shit for it, but I really, really like it. I'm back on the high socks of wearing high socks.
Yeah.
Especially when I golf. Like, if you have the right shoe, I do like wearing high socks with shorts, but people will grill me for that, to where, like, a lot of people are very, very against that.
Crew length sock. Whichever one is, like, higher than the ankle that, like, comes to, like, yeah. I guess, like, right past, I don't know, it's...
Mikey introduced me, by the way, and I'm going to have to try it out now.
Yeah, I like to commit.
Yeah.
I like to commit more. To me, like, I'd rather go full commitment into the higher one.
Yeah, those look ridiculous on me because my legs are so long that they just look so stupid.
Fair enough. All right.
Mikey. But there's, like, certain guys with certain builds that could pull that off. Like, you could pull that off, I think. You know, who's another one? Scotty. Scotty wears socks
Scotty
that. I feel
does
like
that.
If he pulls that.
Scotty Box Office?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He could pull a lot. He could pull a lot off.
He also wears all those beads and wristbands and stuff. Like, it looks cool on him. If I tried to do that, I'd look like an absolute clown.
You know, I wear the one black bead bracelet a lot.
But he's got, like, the multiple. He's got beads. I couldn't do that. But, Mikey, I got to try what Mikey suggested the other day. He was wearing them at the tournament. Have you tried the Lululemon socks? He was wearing them. They looked amazing.
No, that I'm very interested in.
Mikey said that they're phenomenal.
Great compression in the right spots, man.
Are those high?
They're a little longer than these ones.
They do everything right.
I have the boxers, and I'm worried that I'm going to buy one pair of these socks, and instantly I'm going to be all on board with
They're not that outrageously priced either.
You know where they dropped the ball, though, Lulu, that they could have fucking crushed and they dropped the ball on? They came out with sneakers. And their sneakers, I was so excited. Their sneakers.
Yeah, but the sandals, the slides, Joey. The slides are some of the best in the game, Bob. You don't have them yet?
No.
When we were in Arizona, you know, and people could relate to this. Like, you know when you're, like, on vacation or you're at a bachelor party or you're away with your boys and, like, you're traipsing around your Airbnb or something, and you just, like, you're looking for anything to put on your foot. Like, you put a fucking paper plate under there.
Go take the garbage out or something. Yeah.
So Joey had his pair of Lululemon slides, and I just put them on. And somehow I fit in them because they actually go a size down. If you buy them, go a size down. I wear 14 and everything. I got these in 13. They fit. They are one of the most comfortable slides I've ever put on my foot.
I believe
so
that.
I bought Jet a pair.
I get two pairs. They're so good. And I got Holly a pair for Mother's Day.
Valentine's Day.
They're great.
Jet should have returned the favor for your birthday and got you some sandals.
Yeah, well,
should have got you some slides. I got it.
Yeah, today, I don't even know what's going on. Nicole says at like 8:30, she goes, "We got to work out early today." I said, "Why?" She goes, "Someone's coming to the house." I said, "Someone's coming to the house? What are we talking?" There's two guys who show up to my house and they go straight and they make a beeline to the office. And Nicole's like corralling me out of the house. So I don't know. So something's going on. This guy's up to something.
I know all about it.
You know about it too.
I do, and I'm not going to say anything about it, but I'm going to tell you this: you're going to be very happy.
I think this gift is better than, because, you know, we had the whole Perez sauna situation with that happened when he asked if we were getting aesthetic men's sauna. I think this gift is better
you didn't
than
do
the sauna.
Sauna in the office.
No, I think this gift is better than the sauna.
Oh, okay,
as great
I
as
see.
The sauna is, I think this is better than the sauna.
By the way, I every once in a while, I'm like, I'll look back and I'll be like, that was a good gift. The gift that I got Bob this year, which I don't think is going to pale in comparison to what he gets me, which is unfortunate. But me gifting him that PlayStation 5 opened up the Twitch world, opened up the streaming.
Could take collateral gift credit on that PlayStation for every check that Bob makes off of Twitch. You're responsible for that. So, Joe, you might actually be the winner in the long run.
It's cool to get a gift that you know that you're actually gonna use. You know, sometimes you get a gift you know you're really not gonna use it. Great thought, that counts. It's cool to get a gift that like you're gonna use. So when he got me the PlayStation, I'm like, oh fuck, like I'm gonna use that. And
that was before we knew about the stream world, but
anyway,
which, Michael, we'll have to bring you on at some point to do a stream.
I want
to
bring him on when college football comes on.
Oh, he'll be calling tactical plays.
By the way, we could also... Oh,
I pre-ordered that already. I'm so hyped for that.
When does it come out?
July 15th, 14th.
Oh, soon.
Mikey, with this new camera now, too, we could stream watching a game together, too, without even having to play PlayStation or anything. When football comes back on, streaming to play a game.
By the way, we had...
We were streaming... Well... Yeah, I mean, we could always stream the game, right? For the streaming the game, you only need the computer, no? I mean, yeah. Really? I don't know.
But technically, Bob and I got a really devastating piece of news yesterday, which it's bad. Still not sitting well with me, is first week of NFL football, which we're so excited about.
Oh, no.
It's not good.
We're going to be in Bandon Dunes, Oregon, for a golf trip, which, by the way, is going to be tremendous, but the time of the tee time on the Sunday is 2 p.m. Pacific time.
God. Terrible.
2 p.m. Pacific time, so we'll get to watch the morning slot, but the second set of games, so I am going to jump on a call with the guy today, and I'm going to try to push that thing, Bob, to, like, I don't even know what time would be good.
7 a.m.?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll still miss the beginning of the morning games.
So much.
What time? What time Pacific?
10 o'clock, 10:15.
10 o'clock kickoff. 10 yes. 11, 12, 1. Yeah.
The problem with the Eastern time, you can get away with. We're going to be on Pacific time, so Pacific time, you can't get away with that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can
Eastern
get away
time,
with.
Eastern time, you could tee off at 7-8 o'clock and be fine.
Yeah,
Joe. That's why I know Joe is still not all aboard the Eastern time zone thing, but you really do have a lot of time in the morning to get a lot of things done before first kickoff.
I'm on board with that, and I'm even on board with Eastern time zone. If you're cheering for the Yankees, they're not playing at 10 o'clock. Like, they're normally playing at 7 to 8 o'clock. And like,
right. And those are the NFL doesn't allow that nonsense either. Like, you'll never see an NFL game ever start at 10:30 at night Eastern.
Never.
That's why the East Coast is so protected when it comes to football. And I think it's the best.
Yes.
Because the time starts are so convenient. And I like it. Well, you could even
take,
I do.
I could even take Nicole out for brunch before the game starts and, you know, do my due diligence and then still be able to partake in the full activity of a Sunday afternoon.
It's the week one's the best week of football. There's nothing better than week one.
And normally we just sit there and watch the red zone countdown.
KFC, Family Feast.
The red zone countdown timer to start off the first week of NFL season. That might be the greatest 5 minutes or a minute of any sporting event in history. When you see Hansen come in and he's like ready to dive in and you're getting the first sets of kickoffs for the year, it's spectacular.
All right, we got to dive into our top five now. I took the dub in last week's top five. More people talked about that top five. The amount of people that came up to us, even at the Breezy Open, was nuts about that too, to where people are loving the top five. So we're going to keep ripping the top fives time and time again. This week's top five, we're going to be doing top five pizza toppings. This is a Joey D special.
Yeah. So like individual toppings, what do you like best? Whether it's, you know, sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, you pick, you know, which one. It's not like what style. It's not like Hawaii. You can't go Hawaiian, right? You could pick pineapple or you could pick ham, but you're not going with, because I think in the past we did like best pizza flavors.
I don't know. That's
no, I think it makes it good, Mikey. We did before like top flavors like Hawaiian, Supreme, like stuff like that. But I think now if you just do the toppings.
I think we called that pizza toppings though still.
I know we called it toppings, but it's not actually individual toppings.
Like if you want to like chicken bacon ranch.
No.
You would go with chicken or sausage or pineapple.
Individual toppings only.
I think this is going to be interesting because you're going to have to be pretty dialed in. Now, so Bob, are you going with the first pick?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the first pick.
And then Mikey's obviously, I got thumped last week, man. I got absolutely. All right, so I'm in the second slot. Is that what I'm taking?
Mike, you want the three, right?
Well, last time you did the second, so I'm.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I'll go third.
Okay, so Joey D takes the two. For me, if you have the choice and there's a one that's just a no-brainer, then you got to take the one. So number one, I am going pepperoni out of the game.
Yeah, I think that's the play. All right. I'm going to go with something, and the committee might come at me right out of the gates here, but I'm going
to
go.
How could that be possible with the second overall?
I'm curious. I'm very curious to hear this.
Possible.
I'm going to go with extra cheese.
I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I don't have an issue with it. I got to tell you. From a GM perspective, I fucking hate that pick in that spot. I like
extra cheese on their pizza.
No, I like extra cheese. I like the play. Everybody loves extra cheese. I think it's way early, but it's been said.
But you know what? You can't call the way that you guys called that, though. You thought it was over for the last one. You just never know. But the extra cheese,
is going to look good on a list. Let me tell you.
But when he said that people may give him a hard time, I'm thinking, what the fuck could he possibly be rolling out with already? But okay, yeah, I'm okay with that. I got no issue. Extra cheese for the big dog.
Okay,
Mikey V, we go over to you.
All right, I'm going to go sausage. And I'm going to go onions.
Sausage, and he goes onions. Then we go back.
You did onions?
Yeah.
All right. So now this is
back over to Joey D.
Let me see here.
It's so funny doing this episode not knowing if the audio's horrendous or the best we've ever had.
It might be.
See, now it sounds from where you guys are that it's like you guys are just talking in a room, but your microphones are recording top quality audio.
Yeah. So,
yeah. For me, on my end, it's a little hard because it's like I'm trying to listen to you guys because it doesn't pipe right into my headphones. But
I'm going to go next with, give me bacon.
It's a good play. That's what I was going to roll with. Good call there. He's got bacon. Mike, you went sausage.
And onions. And so you went pepperoni.
I'm going to go with, give me peppers and give me meatball.
Bell peppers?
Yeah. I think peppers are peppers, yeah. But peppers and then meatball.
So it's now my turn again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with chicken.
We're flying.
Yeah, we are. Give me mushrooms and
this is where it gets tricky.
You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb with this one, but give me pasta. A lot of people put like penne on top, like penne slices and stuff like that. I'm gonna go pasta.
All right, wait, pasta it is.
Let's talk. Let's have.
Mean, I can't. I have no issue with that. That's not a bub.
Yeah. Well, I do. I mean, a good ziti slice, but to me, it's not a topping.
It's fine. Yeah, it's pasta.
Well, what do you call it? What do you call a ziti slice?
I don't think it's going to hurt us in any way, shape, or form.
All right, the committee approves.
So it's my turn now. I am going to go with, give me fresh basil. Fresh basil.
Joey D's in for...
A little margarita going a long way for the boy.
Joey D is in for basil.
Yep.
Okay, give me... Give me prosciutto and give me ricotta cheese.
No, I've already gotten the cheese. Extra cheese.
I don't know about that.
That's why I asked the committee. You can't go cheese and then somebody does a different variation of cheese. Cheese is off the board. That's why it was so crucial for me to do it, because other people trying to do different styles of cheese.
Mikey, are you okay with that?
I think it has to be okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Okay. Yeah.
See, now it's not such a bad play to take that cheese play early on.
I will go with... I'm starting to like him more and get behind him. I don't love him. It's good with other stuff. Give me jalapenos at 5.
I was looking at doing that, too. That's a good play, Bob.
Yeah, give me jalapenos at 5.
All right, it's my turn, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is, a lot of people probably won't like this, but I love it. I'm going to go with black olives.
Joey, I think black olives go a long way. Off the board. And over to Mikey V to close us down. Big pick.
This is a big pick,
ladies and gentlemen, while we have Mr. a moment of silence, take the time to head on over to BreezyGolf.com. You got the brand new summer drop out now. That's BreezyGolf.com. Back to Mikey V.
Once you do that, go and check out DrinkHaveADay.com
for
all of your drinking pleasures and necessities.
Twitch.com/RobbieBurger as well.
And if you're in need of a pick, then you can check out Michael's Only Subs. The only sub you'll ever need is a sub with Michael Vellani.
Joey D does a sandwich series. If you want to head on over to his Instagram to check out which sandwich, if you're in a certain area, he's got you covered. The sandwich series. Back over to Mikey V. We go.
This is brutal, man.
And if you're looking to win in general, why not try Wendy's, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show forever and always. There's only one girl in our hearts.
Okay, now, Mikey, now we need your fucking pick.
You'd swear this guy is trying to complete an SAT over here.
I'm going to take broccoli.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. You took that long for broccoli? I thought maybe he was going to go with, like, pesto or something. This guy went broccoli. You ever had a piece of broccoli on a pie, Bob?
You know what didn't go off the board that I saw going off the board was anchovies not going off the board.
No, people hate anchovies. Ham didn't go off, and neither did pineapple.
I almost took ham. I was ham and ham pineapple and
didn't go off the board.
All right, Mikey V, if you could read off the lists, and we'll see what we got there.
Bob's got pepperoni, peppers, meatball, prosciutto, jalapeno. Joe has extra cheese, bacon, chicken, basil, olives. I've got sausage, onions, mushroom, pasta, broccoli.
Okay. I gotta say, I actually like my list this week. It's very well rounded.
I don't think we've had a list where Joe's ever been like, I don't love my list this week.
I said last week I thought Michael won. I'll be very vocal when I think I know. And then Bob, when you've had good weeks, I'll be like, I think that's the winning list. I'm not saying that mine's a winner. I'm just saying I like the list. And by the way, I've been very vocal when I think you guys have tremendous lists. Bob, your list is pretty solid. Mikey, I think you missed the mark a little this week, but I also do think Michael should have won last week, and I'll go on the record to say that. I thought the strawberry vanilla at 1-2 was tough to overcome, and somehow, Bob, you did the impossible.
All right.
Yeah, doesn't he always?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Let's get Mikey to that tee time. It is
I'm not golfing today, so let's go get him over to that
tee time. That is another edition.
Hit him straight, Mikey.
I'm
not playing golf today, but that's fine.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Take care.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.